I remember a time in my life when my own brokenness and rebellion was beginning to surface in vivid ways. It was the days of high school. And one day I was walking down the hallway of J.A. Fair as a sophomore on my way to lunch. And sitting at a table selling t-shirts and shorts was the point guard of the varsity basketball team. And he called out to me and he said, "Hey, you need to buy something. All the baseball players have these shirts." Well, he knew that I wanted to be a baseball player. And that was the beginning of one of the most influential relationships in my life. That senior point guard went on to be one of my best friends. I remember the summer after his senior year in high school, when he was about to go off to college, he told me, "Cliff, the most important thing is not baseball. The most important thing is Christ." Well, we went to different colleges to play baseball, but he was constantly calling me, checking up on me and my walk with Christ. After my sophomore year, he and I lived in Arlington, Texas, where the Lord began making his call on my own life known. And Mark Kincannon was instrumental in helping me discern what the Lord was doing in my life. Mark was the best man in my wedding. And on the night before my wedding, he prayed over me. He's one of the few guys that I could call right now, and he would answer the phone, ready to jump to action for whatever I may need. He was the human face of God's redemptive grace, and he was constantly pointing me to my constant need of Christ. I could go on to tell you about Jordan Thomas, Matthew Woodside, Dr. Easley, and others who served as the human face of God's grace in my life. And I'm sure that most of you could list people that have been instrumental in your walk with Christ as well. Well, beginning next week, Boaz meets Ruth and serves as a picture of God's grace in her life. And I can't wait to walk through the text with you. But until then, you walk with Jesus day by day. When you pray today, please remember Sam Freeman and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Spanish LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout the Americas, Caribbean, and Spain.